You're going any?
No, it's a, I think it's now.
It must be a breakdown. I mean, are you going anywhere?
Yeah, I guess so.
Are you going to any place?
I haven't.
Now I wouldn't know how you spell it.
It's spelled ENTY.
But any is really any. Are you going any? ENY, any place.
No,
I never heard that. INTY, empty.
Somebody says, do you do this often? And you might say, yes, do you do this often?
Yeah,
yes.
I do this often, yes.
Okay, and yes, he
does it often.
Okay. If you want to know if a person does something, you'd ask,
what does he do?
Okay. And the person would be, I'm sorry, if somebody says, does he do it? The answer might be, yes, he...
He doesn't.
Okay. Does he care? No, he...
He doesn't care.
Okay. If somebody expresses an opinion different from yours and you find it hard to believe, you might say, you don't really think so.
No, I don't believe him.
Well, now there's something you might tack on there. You don't really think so, and then a question.
Do you?
Let's see. Will you complete this pattern, please? I was talking. He was...
He was talking.
And you?
You were talking.
Okay. Are you thinking about that? Yes, ever since this morning.
I've been thinking about it ever since this morning.
Okay. You wonder what possesses someone to do something. So you might say, I wonder what him do that.
Wonder what he's doing?
No, you wonder what possesses somebody to do
something. Oh, I wonder what he...
No.
I wonder what made him do this.
I don't think he did that, but some people...
Think he would.
Who says he did it? They...
They said he did.
Present tense. Who says he did it? They...
They say.
Let's see. What do you call the building that a person lives in?
His home.
And the building itself?
The house.
Okay. And so it'd be one house or two?
Two houses.
Okay. What's usually the largest outbuilding on a farm?
The barn.
And would you describe a barn?
Generally an oblong barn with a high pitch that in which you store feed and keep your horses and cattle stock in.
Now, would the barn vary substantially from farm to farm, or would they all be along this general design?
They would be of a standard design in this section.
Mm-hmm. And so then the stock would be kept down below?
Oh, yeah. No, the stock would be kept in the barn. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because, see, we don't grow hay like so many, so you don't have that loft in a barn that probably you may, of which you may be thinking.
Uh-huh.
It's generally just a covering for the stock and some grain.
Uh-huh.
And
with tools and tractors and stuff like that?
No, because that would be under a shed that may be attached to the barn, which really, if a farmer would separate it, go put my tools under the shed out there by the barn.
Uh-huh. So then the barn is really exclusively for the animals.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Okay. What's a building for storing corn in?
Corn bin.
Corn bin. And what does one of those look like?
Well,
I'm asking for information.
Yeah, that's right.
I really don't know.
It could be a room in the barn that instead of having a solid wall would have a slat wall.
You mean to get ventilation?
That's right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Or you wouldn't need a solid wall, so you'd use a slats to economize in the building of it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, today people don't store corn that way anymore. They put it in a silo or a regular metal bin.
Uh-huh.